Well, take stock of, I mean, what has been a good day for you and, importantly, for the Swedish team, because Brazil, here we come.
Yes, that's really, really nice. And we see how close everything is today. We have one down too much, and we are not so far away, but still good. We were qualified now for Olympics in Rio, and we have to be happy with that.
Well, that's obviously it was the frustrations and the narrow margins, but for you personally, these All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games have been really good so far with the way you've jumped impeccably. The horse has been brilliant.
Yeah, that's true. My horse has been very consistent the whole summer, done many of the global champions tour, all three rounds. And he had a little break here. He came back now, he's fresh, he's happy, he really likes to be on show again. And I must say, he has been giving everything here in these rounds up to now, and I really hope that he can continue jumping like this.
But Saturday is going to be a pressure afternoon now, because obviously trying to get into that final four. The horse, as you say, feels fresh.
He does, yeah. And every of the horses, they need this rest day here now, what's coming up tomorrow.
How much will your experience of the big occasion like this help you deal with the sort of weight of expectation and the pressure of the occasion?
That's for sure the advantage of being in many of the championships. You know how it is. You have to stay cool and don't feel that you get nervous, because then you do some funny little mistake and that costs you the goal what you're looking for.
You strike me as you've got ice in your veins.
I do my job and I do it as the best I can, and really try to focus on this and keep everything outside my head in this moment. Just me and my horse going into the ring there, and we want to do it clear and